Ice cold beer!
Popcorn, peanuts, Cracker Jack.
I know what the big deal about Cracker Jack is. Did you ever go and buy a pack of Cracker Jack thinking you'd get a prize and find no prize in the box?
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
To the ball game, take me out to the crowd, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back, we'll root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. 1, 2, 3 strikes you out at the old ball game.
All right, welcome back to the Bench Jockeys here on 101.5 UMFM. I'm Michael Elves, joined in the dugout by my pal Brian Svensson.
Hey.
And on the bullpen for my pal Chris Zook, who's already amused.
Well, I mean, he's pushing tilt already.
I don't get it.
We still got a week to go here.
Beat the brakes off the A's and the Yankees.
Taping Thursday nights, so we should explain. So as we speak, the Jays-Twins game is wrapping up.
Two outs left here, and the Jays. Here's a game you would pencil down as a W, and unless Vladdy
we penciled it down.
That's right. Unless Vladdy hits a 5-run homer here, which is impossible, you know they're gonna have to claw their way back into this one. I mean, it's a tough one here because this is the game in hand, right? Especially, I mean, the Jays lost a series against the Rays, and we can get into that brouhaha in a second, but. Here's the game in hand, basically, before we start the last kind of the 90 games left in the season. And right now, the Jays are flaming out spectacular.
I just don't understand it. They beat the brakes off the Yankees. They beat the brakes off the Oakland A's. You know, they keep it at least close with the Rays. And, you know, then you go ahead and you give away a game to the O's. And you're giving a game away to the Twins, two teams that you absolutely needed to completely devour. I just don't understand how this team operates, man. Well, how can you sweep the A's and Yankees and then decide that you're just going to cough games away to teams that are just not anywhere near the playoff hunt?
Yeah, I mean, but that, yeah, and that's the frustrating thing, right? This team has kind of got up and down throughout this year. They really seem to right the ship in September here, but these are games, like, you know, they lost a one against the Twinkies, they lost one against the O's in the last couple of weeks here, and I mean, those are just giveaway games. You got to win against the cream puffs. Like, you really got to beat these guys, right? And there's no offense there, Brian or Michael, but you're
none taken.
You know, they're literally just finishing up the season like a lot of teams, right? But I mean, this is spoiler right here, right? If you're a Jays
fan, if you're gonna spoil anybody, spoil the Yankees. Nobody likes the Yankees.
Yeah, fair enough. I will say this: not only are the Jays, they still have three games against them this weekend. So I would, you know, they can still, you know, right, you know, get back in the win column quickly here, but. That's a huge series in Boston this weekend too, right? The Yankees in Boston. So the Blue Jays could still benefit from
I can't believe I'm going to have to cheer for the Red Sox.
Well, that's got to be it. Right now it's down to one out there. You know, Vladdy just struck out. But yeah, exactly. You have to, right? Because the Red Sox kind of...
I'm not scared of the Red Sox. I'm not scared of them.
Well, no, but also just... I mean, again, the first goal is just to get in the playoffs, right? And if you're the easiest way to do that is to get a leapfrog the Yankees. You know, correct. You're not, if it's just the Yankees, if the Yankees kind of win out that series, that's not a good result for the Jays because, right, because it's the Yankees who are the most immediate team you could compete against or to get to the playoffs. But let me just say this. I said this last week. Don't sleep on those M's. They're still in the race. They beat Oakland tonight, and they're only two games back. And I know you say that, but it's amazing that they're even this much into it. Like, that's crazy. That you know, whatever. I don't think they're going to do it, but they're still right there. I mean, which is crazy. And it's really kind of this is really going to be the big week for the playoffs, because it looks like the NL is going to be St. Louis and either the Dodgers or the Giants, and that's kind of already taken care of on the wild card there. And the Padres will not be in the postseason.
I know we hate the Cardinals. We hate the Cardinals. But how funny would it be if they beat the Dodgers? How funny would it be?
No, I was thinking, I thought you were going to go even farther and say, how funny would it be if it was the Cardinals against the White Sox in the finals?
Oh, no, we don't want that. I don't want the Cardinals. I don't want the Cardinals to make it further than the wild card, but I think it'd be hilarious that you have these, and it would cause so much uproar, you know, that these two teams, whoever it is going to end up being like, what, close to 20 games ahead of the other wild card team? It's going to be
real close to
20 games.
That's another loss to the Twinkies there tonight.
Yeah, and all it's going to end up doing is just going to make people mad. It's going to say, well, okay, well, what is the point? I mean, I get it in some instances, but like, I don't know. There's no perfect system for this, obviously, but having only five teams make the playoffs and have the team that finishes 20 games over 162, 20 games above the other team gets no real advantage other than home field, which in baseball is fine. But it's not world changing.
No, it's of the big four North American, it's really not the biggest
home. I'd say it's advantage. Less. I'd say it's the only one it's more of than is hockey. Hockey's home ice is negligible.
Yeah, that's true enough too. But the other thing is too, because it gets even more more pronounced when the NL East is quite dreadful, right? Someone has to be in the playoffs in that division. And, you know, their record is just nowhere near what you're going to have for the wild card team.
No, and every single team that could come out of there is an absolute joke and has been a joke for the whole season.
Yeah.
Like Atlanta and Philly both just above 500.
And it could still be the Mets is the stupid part.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Oh, my God. That would be that would not be good at all.
We know that. I mean, if you're a Mets fan, that the script is you're going to get close and then they're going to pull the rug. It's Lucy in the football.
It's the Metsiest thing.
Yeah.
They're going to go on a burner. They're going to win the next whatever. How many games do they have left? Nine. They're going to win eight of the nine games. It's going to come down to the last one and they're going to lose. God bless the Mets.
Almost as bad as a Blue Jay fan, you know, for angst, I'll tell you this much. But
at least we have a World Series in the last. I guess it's close to 30.
Well, I was going to say, but you know what? The Mets are not that far behind. And I will say the Mets at least got to a World Series within the last decade, right? And they didn't win it. But
But the Matt Harvey heartbreak's got to be one of the big heartbreaks up there.
I mean, right? On the flip side, they did get Bill Buckner's to win a World Series. So it kind of trades off a little bit there. I mean, at least you at least had a World Series somewhere in I guess, you know, you at least have a flag fly forever, as Michael likes to say.
Exactly. Yeah. So White Sox clinched the division.
Well, you got to tip your hat there. Tip your hat to Tony La Russa, huh?
I don't know that I'm going to tip my hat to Tony. No, I think team won in spite of him.
Slow down a second, guys. I know you guys are all getting all that. It was a joke, actually. But I'm just saying, tip your hat for a guy to go in a position where literally that team was built to win this year. And all you had to do is just make sure you didn't really screw it up too much. But that division was a bit of a joke too, right? I mean, that was the first team to clinch. And I mean, the White Sox actually.
I don't think we thought it was going to be this much of a joke at the start of the year.
I don't think so either. I mean, everyone, you know, the Twins should have been in there, Betty, and even Cleveland.
The Cleveland professional baseball team too.
You know, yeah. Cleveland finished. Or, you know, at this point, is going to finish the season with a negative run differential. Right, like you're looking at it's like the opposite of the AL East, where four of the five teams in the AL East are plus, and in the AL Central, it's four of them are sub.
Yeah, that's an awful division too. I will say also is that I just read too that the since I think the All-Star break, they're only at 500 Chicago. I mean, they haven't had much to play for. So, I mean, that's another thing. They just kind of enough just to get by, and that's fine. You win the division. But I don't think anyone outside of Chicago is cheering for that team either.
I don't know. There's a lot of players on Chicago that are to like.
But we like the Tim Anderson and the Lou Bob, and you know, they got that young core that are, I mean, this is why we said, you know, we anticipated they'd be good.
We like Giolito.
We kind of, and I mean, we talked about this.
We like
the beginning
Lance
of the season when Tony La Russa was hired, that like they were going to win despite him.
Yeah. We like Ryan Tepera, you know,
We're
big Tim Anderson fans in this household here. Eloy, Lou Bob, there's players.
Yeah,
like.
No, that's all right. I'm just saying that
I got a thing for Adam Engel.
They don't do.
Yeah, I have to say, like I like, as much as I am inclined to dislike any other team in the AL Central, I have to say I like a lot of the players on the White Sox.
Yeah, if the Jays don't make the playoffs, I think that the White Sox are the team that I have the least distaste for in the American League.
So they're just showing a highlight here, Brian. Someone got injured from the Jays tonight on the outfield. I didn't get the name there. Do you know?
I didn't actually see. Let me do some sleuthing.
Okay. Yeah. It was looks like it was left, maybe right field. Anyways, it was just someone was coming off the field and they had a highlight. They didn't have a name. Anyways.
So the thing about the Mariners, just to go back to you talking about them, you know, so they sweep that series against the A's. So their next stretch, so they play the Angels twice, once this weekend and then to close out the season, and then they also play the A's again at home.
They it's again the schedule's in their favor now. It is, right?
Yeah, because just, you know, looking at the way things shake out for them, they're kind of right there.
Well, I mean, the Jays are one game back and the Seattle's two games back. So they're, you know, it's still up for grabs a bit. I guess you could say both.
It was Lourdes. Kind
of scuffles. Okay.
It was Lourdes Gurriel, and apparently he's okay.
Okay. Yeah. It didn't look too severe, but I didn't know how bad it was. I know, I guess he came out of the game, right? So, yeah, I mean, hey, geez, this is exactly, I mean, at least, you know, I mean, hey, Michael could vouch for this. I mean, his team has been out since about April, you know. So, I mean, you know, when you got a team that's still got
March,
a chance
actually,
to
I
make think. It, I was giving them the benefit of the doubt there. But I mean, yeah, I mean, at least the team, you know, the Jays are still in it. There's a run here still to be made. And I think the whole point is if they could make the playoffs, they are on paper a team no one wants to play, but they got to make the playoffs. And that's the issue here now. It's like you're giving up games here. There's at least two in the on Minnesota, one Baltimore, and they didn't play the greatest against the Rays. I mean, it was a tough series there. I guess I'm curious there about what you guys think about the old
Kiermaier.
I don't know what it's a card gate or something. I don't even know what you're calling it.
I mean, but, I know they want to give it a gate name, but.
Yeah, they always do.
I don't really care. It's gamesmanship. Kirk should have strapped that card down tighter.
Yeah, I just don't think it's I don't understand. Like, I mean, if you have all your secrets on there, then why do you have that card? I don't understand.
I don't
like,
mind having the card. You're right. If all the secrets are on there, strap it down.
Yeah, well, make sure it doesn't come out. And
duct tape that to their wrist, man. Don't let it come out.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It just seemed like it was much to do about nothing there. Again, you know, we're going to hit a player because of that.
I'm going to take the opposite tack on this because, you know, we hear all the time about, like, you know, sportsmanship and things like that. If you ran into a player and lost your helmet and the other guy picked it up, you would expect him to hand it back, right?
But it wasn't a piece of the equipment. That's,
yeah,
I get what you're saying, Brian. But that's like, not, or Michael. Like, but that's not an
equipment. It's yours just because you picked it up doesn't mean that like you. It's like it's not. There's no finders keepers in baseball.
Well, in this case it is. That was the point. He thought it was right.
Do I think it's a little bit scummy? Yeah. Do I think it's completely outside the lines? No. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, unfortunately, there's been many a time. I'll say this.
Kiermaier says, he thought it was hypothetical.
Yeah.
Oh, he thought so. Yeah.
So, and then when he came back, he took a look and it wasn't, and gave it to someone in the dugout, and that was that. That's what he says.
I don't necessarily believe that.
I don't know that, but I mean, at the end of the day, like, I mean, I don't know how precious that card is. Like, I mean, it's just,
well,
it was
from the sound of it, pretty precious. It's their entire game plan.
I guess for the Jays, it was. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know,
clearly proved, you know. If they took the information from it, that they clearly used it, because it didn't go so well for the Jays. But I mean, I find the argument around, like, you know, like, if it's that precious, like, you know, hold on to it better, a little, like, that's the argument of a bully, right? Like, if I take your lunch money, if it really mattered to you, you wouldn't have let me take it from you. Right. Like, it's, I don't, and it's funny, because, like, all of the people who, like, argue about, you know, baseball the right way and, you know, throwing the bat, I don't hear them standing up and, like, crowing about this. But to me, this feels like it would be on a,
well, because
that's a fair argument. That's a fair argument.
Like, this is not what the game is supposed to be. Right. This is like, if I could walk into your dugout and just take your stuff. Oh, well, what's to stop me from doing that then?
But okay, I get what you're saying, Michael, but I'll say this too. It's just,
what's to stop me from banging, like, a can?
Well, it didn't, and they won a World Series. So the deal is a bit is that every, you know, any means necessary. Well, that was part of it. It was something.
You were the loudest,
there,
most vocal person about the Astros.
No, I get that. I know that, and it was wrong. But that's why they did it, because they got away with it, because it's the edge. They're looking for an edge there. He picked it up, and I don't know. That's, he says he didn't think it was theirs. He thought it was his. But regardless, is that that's an edge, right? And so it's an edge of you're picking up signs or whatever. This would be an edge as you're picking up this card.
Yeah, I mean, like, I just, something about it sits wrong with me, right? Like, if I was trying to teach my kids how to behave with, like, another kid, I would say, like, don't do what the Rays did. But even more so than that, like, just the vibe of, like, sportsmanship that you're trying to convey.
Well, yeah, welcome to 2021.
I don't know that that's the correct, appropriate response to that either, though, Zook.
Well, I'm just, okay, you're talking about a league that they were banging garbage cans and winning World Series because of it, right? So I don't know how egregious this is. This is on the scale of that, this would be a minus 10 in my books. To me, it's a much ado about nothing here. Like, I mean, was it that egregious that's why they lost, because they had that card? I don't think so. Jays didn't pitch well that series. That's it. they didn't lose 8-1 because they dropped the card.
No, they might have. Well. They might have.
I don't think so.
I don't think they necessarily gave all of the pitches in sequence or something.
Through 1,000 different algorithms and stuff, you can't tell me that this card was the holy grail. All of a sudden, that, oh, we've cracked the Jays now. Like, they played this team, you know, throughout the season. I don't know. To me, it's like, you know, and then it goes back to, then we're gonna hit someone because they picked up a card.
I don't agree with the hitting.
That makes no sense to me either. Like, I don't understand. Well, then we're back to the old, you know, you didn't do something right, so we're gonna police it on the field. And
I think Mike's right. And I think maybe the MLB should have stepped in.
Well, of course. But then, you know, when they say it's a piece of metal, you know, what are we going to get from the administration at the MLB level? They're going to turn a blind eye and no one crows about this, right? I would agree with Michael on that point, is that, yes, the people said do it the right way and then no one says anything about this. I totally agree too. But, I mean, people are looking for edges all the time. I mean, you've got, you know, and so I guess they thought that was going to, and if it played into the Jay psyche, I mean, I guess you know, I guess the Rays won on that because the Jays were quite upset. They Montoya went nuts, and so did Walker. And, you know, it's an unfortunate thing. I just think, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's too bad. And then let's just move on. Like, you know, you got to play the rest of the season here. And you know, maybe not the best choice by the Rays, but they did it. So I don't know.
So the Baraki hitting Kiermaier in the subsequent game, then, do you buy that he didn't intend to?
Oh, no.
No, absolutely not. Did you see it? I mean, that there's no way that he's so intense, saying no. He said the thing slipped or whatever. Give me a break. No, there's no way. It's an 8-1 game. There's, of course, he's going to be hit then. You know, if it was 3-2, is he doing that? Absolutely not. Somehow he's going to have a better grip at a 3-2 game than an 8-1 where, you know, it's doesn't matter. No, I don't believe that at all. I mean, I think that just goes back to old school, and maybe Montoya didn't say that to do that. But I mean, that's, again, goes back to the old school of we're policing ourselves on the on the field, and you know, boys will be boys, unfortunately.
I think it's pretty obvious in this day and age to tell when a guy hits someone by accident. They usually tend to apologize pretty quickly.
Yeah, and they look like they didn't, from them, right? Like, yeah, the way he walks off the mound.
That's purposeful. He did that on purpose. I didn't see that at
all. No, exactly. Totally agree with that.
Brecky is appealing the suspension, a three-game suspension. It means he'll continue to pitch till the appeal is complete. But according to Keegan Matheson on MLB.com, you know, TBD on timeline.
Yeah, but wouldn't you just take the suspension
right now,
and so you got it for the rest of the week? So what, he's going to be out for next week when they need him again? Like, I mean, if you take the three games against the Twinkies, that's what I would do. Just take it. Just accept it and go on. You could
take those, but apparently not.
Yeah, we'll see. Oh, I know we got a little bit of time here. I just want to say this. We talked about last week, so I think Ohtani might have heard our discussion or whatever, so he thought he'd just put a little bit of a stamp on, hey, I'm still a pitcher, and let me go 8 innings and 10 strikeouts. And still, of course, the Angels lose in 10, right? Because that's what the Angels do. But,
yeah.
I mean, Ohtani did whatever. I mean, I watched some of the highlights after. Ooh, it was masterful what he did, especially that he was supposed to be done for the year.
Yeah, pitching. They were supposed to sit him down, and he was just like, no, I want the MVP. Screw you guys.
Well, I mean, at a certain point now it is, because they're not playing for anything. They're out as usual. And but it was
the best player on the face of the planet got hurt again. So,
Mookie Betts was injured?
No, Fishman, Mike Trout.
I know what you're talking about, Brian.
He's being facetious, of course. Let's tip our cap to Adam Wainwright, reached 2,000 career strikeouts.
Ooh.
In this resurgent season for him, right? Like, when no one expected him to be the guy. He won't win the Cy Young.
But he'll be in the top three or five.
He's got to be in the conversation. He's only the second Cards Check pitcher out. Ever to accomplish 2,000 career strikeouts. Bob Gibson reached 2,000 in 1969. Like, I wouldn't have guessed this like 4 or 5 years ago.
No way. He was done a couple years ago. He was really scuffling and he was having a hard time. And this is out of nowhere. I mean, but I mean, a little bit of guile, a little bit of, you know, the spin rates are down a bit this year, and maybe, you know, it's really helped him here. He's been phenomenal.
So the odds.
More strikeouts this year than any in any season since 2014 for Wainwright.
Wow.
NL Cy Young Awards, Max Scherzer -210, sure. Corbin Burns +200, yep. Walker Buehler +650, Zach Wheeler.
Oh.
+2750, Brandon Woodruff, 40.
Oh, so he's not even in the top five.
Wainwright, 8-1.
Yeah. He might
actually
get
no, more. Sorry, 80-1.
Oh yeah. I was gonna say 8-1.
If you're gonna do it based on wins above replacement, it should be Wheeler or Burns. Burns probably more so. Scherzer having an okay season too. Adam Wainwright,
Scherzer's having solid one of those seasons where, like, for him, it's not even a great season.
No, 169 innings.
He's set the bar so high in the past.
That, but he also got the name. Still striking out 12 per 9. Yeah, he's had some good performances with the Dodgers once the trade happened.
Still has a 2.08 ERA.
It's great. It's just not like.
Yeah. No, it's not like some of the years where he's had like. Yeah, he's been like.
But I think absurd. I think it should be Corbin Burns. Wainwright will probably end up getting some votes, but I think it should be Corbin Burns. Guy's been amazing this year.
Right, and there's a reason that Milwaukee is, 91-62 right now, and Burns is.
Michael, how much time we have left here?
A couple minutes.
Okay, so a couple minutes. I need to get Brian on the record here. We got. I think 9 games left here. 9? I think 9 games left. Right. Are the Jays going to make it in a week's time when we're talking? Are they on the threshold of clinching a playoff spot?
I don't know.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to cop out of this one. I don't know.
Yeah, I needed a hot take there. Come on. If you had to say one way that, come on, do you trust? Do you believe in this team that they can?
If my life is on the line, I think the Jays are in the playoffs.
Wow, I didn't want to go that far, but you said that.
If my life was on the line,
I don't want it. That's not me. I don't want that. I want it was sports. It's fun, right?
But I'm sweating the whole way.
Sure. I mean, hey, this weekend's going to tell a bit, right? They have to sweep them, don't they? Sweep the weekend. Sweep the weekend, like Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's, yeah, obviously the 4 games is out now, right? But,
They need three wins.
They need these three. And then, honestly, they need to take at least one from the Yankees.
And they need Boston to win. They need Boston to sweep.
That would be ideal, obviously, in the situation, right? Yeah, but, it's an interesting thing, right? They've made it tighter than it needed to be in regards to
they win all the games they shouldn't, and they're losing all the games that they should win.
Yeah, exactly.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a bit it's hard. Well, that's sports, right? It's the team you're cheering for. They bring you up and they bring you down sometimes. But this is exciting.
Well, that's the thing. Like, they lost one of the three to the Twins last week.
Yeah.
I can take one out of four. That's fine. But they need help.
Well, right now they do, right? Because they'd be on the outside. If the season ended right now as we're taping, there'd be one game out, right? And so that's unfortunate because especially this was the game in hand. This was the one that could have, they tie the Yankees again. And
if I'm Boston, I mean, obviously nobody wants to throw games, but I'm keeping an eye. And if it's close, I'm losing games to keep the Jays out. If I'm any team in the American League, I'm far more scared of the Blue Jays than I am of the Yankees. Are you kidding?
Aren't you? I understand.
And
that's a fan mentality. No one's throwing games here at this point. I don't think
teams have done it. Teams have done it in different sports.
I don't think you're necessarily wrong. I was listening to the Bill Simmons podcast, I think earlier this week. And as a Boston fan, he said he's more scared of the Jays.
I get that point of view.
Teams do this all the time in other sports, man.
But the Red Sox, I understand what you're saying, Brian, but the Red Sox could lose the whole thing. They're only two games.
Well, I'm not saying that not every game, but I'm keeping an eye, right? And if the Jays start to get a little bit hot and start, they win.
I'm not too sure if you can turn it on or turn it off. But I mean,
I don't. Players don't tank. Front offices and management do.
I can't see that until they would clinch and then possibly something like that. But they need to clinch still first. And the Red Sox aren't guaranteed a playoff spot right now. They're ahead, but
You can manipulate things.
Sure, but I'm just saying the Yankees, we'll see what this is. A big series right here this weekend, right? So if they lose to the Yankees, then they're back in play here. I mean, the Jays could still get in, the Red Sox might be out, right? Or there's about three or four, the Seattle still in there and stuff like that. But yeah, this is the fun time. At least there's something still on the line and there's a race, at least, because a lot of the other ones aren't. There's not much races left now, unfortunately, in most of the other divisions or leagues. So this is probably the one we'll be talking about next week again.
Quite likely. Well, with that, I guess we should.
Well, and let me just say, Brian, Brian, real quicker. I just love that you went right really on that ledge there. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, fair enough. Hey, what's on the pity party coming up?
I don't actually know. I've got.
I don't know.
I've got
this is the refrain of the night.
That's your show. I don't know. I've got literally find stuff that has I don't know or question marks of in song titles. I give you an idea right there, Brian. That's what you should be doing tomorrow. I've songs got, with question marks. I don't know.
I've got Friday off, so.
Oh, I'm, look at you! Look at this here, huh?
He's Hydro, just throwing. Hydro, baby, Corporation Day.
I don't even know what that means. That's congratulations. Congratulations, well, corporate.
We have a very strong union, and so we are basically like, we only want to work 9 days of pay period. And then we're like, okay. Wow.
Okay, that's fantastic. Well, question marks or songs that have questions in it or something. That there's
let me do a quick quick perusal to see if I've got enough ones that I'm even
Michael, any other tip your hats or pour one out here before we're done today?
No. Do you want to say that don't forget to remind folks to mark the National Day of Truth and Reconciliation next Thursday.
Hugely important.
That would be fantastic. Yes.
Yeah, that one. I know that the Manitoba Museum is hosting some information sessions and learning on Indigenous Canadians, special programming that they're doing for the day. So I do want to encourage folks to look that up and check it out. Other than that. Let's tip our cap to Skyla Hart, the teenager. Okay. This is the teenager from the school in River East Collegiate who refused to stand for O Canada, Indigenous Canadian who was protesting it and was reprimanded by her school and by her teachers. I just want to tip my cap to her, a brave young woman who chose to protest, and I believe in an era where we're seeing a lot of ridiculous protests that are impacting people in negative ways, this is a silent protest.
Hopefully for change, right?
That's hopefully, bears fruit. Yep. I think it's an opportunity for learning.
Yeah, huge shout out. That's big. Big props.
All right, with that.
Oh, are we done? Brian, did you look up anything about question marks?
I got enough stuff to do it.
All right, good stuff. Stacey, there you go. Free of charge on that one there. And guess what? It's 9 days left and everyone's still gonna play ball!
Strike three, you're out!